Macau and friends. You'll eat magpies if you have to, as 1,000 eyes compress inside a single sack of bones. 1,000 possibilities, for flies have grown angel flops. So have various masked insecta, whose names we've memorized by installing taxonomy software in our brains. Looking for being in reticence of Latin, nom de plume, ectonacta variordum, nom de plume, mantis religiosa, poems nom de plume, mope or mopeum, a sometime poem. Stickigiel amniptu ving erisi. Poems acts, invitations, insulations, populations, palaverings, stronghold, sneakiness, furtiveness, fuzziness, blindness, bereavement, moodiness, rabidness. Mope's doppelganger is not a shadow or razor, but a film of light traveling through that strange temporality which will save poems, perhaps even people or parrots, but not whales or other large mammals, not simple filmy beings, not something that chooses to look and not move, not eyes and not mouths used only to eat, not language as we know it. Already the death fabricates reverse illusion whereby nothing was ever born, both without and within, from the perspective of false gods, Macau, whose eyes were red before turning white, tells us, in the beginning, poem walked up to poem and said, "Inch, jing, jing, ipom, njipto." In that order and shape, for Macau says you could hear the paws swinging. Then poem walked back to poem and said, "Kloptit." One of them wasn't equipped to understand this. Net fragment awoke among the world's ashes where two sisters were singing. Perhaps, Macau said, they looked exactly alike and might have even been the same person. When Macau laid down its crest, when Macau's eyes became white circles, when his feathers ruptured human eyes, Mope wanted a red feather. Mope wanted a white eye. Seeing itself in interplanetary dimension of poem, and tasked with emitting messages. Lo, lo, lo. When Macau presented a skull with shiny letters, HLKPYT, ears rested on the side of the skull, hands moved alongside the skull. For Macau was thinking about a being who would make Mope into poem. First there were sounds, glishmifto. Then there was a conversation. Jikli o tiji sao tin amdabshinsti. Quicksilver as poem's blood, cooling inside a cave, when Mope began to swear. Macau's After Ghost Symposium begins with giggling thunderbolts shattering stone tablets. Fortify your intent to whack fractured precursors of words. Silkt, for example. Ilkt, for example. Cute. As Mope is not ideal translator. If Macau spreads its glossy wings, if puffy, or if drenched in rainwater, its wings sag down. Macau returns to its primordial setting, whispering at the kimono sleeves of clouds, tapping on memorabilia, stepping lightly on the carpal earth, from where Mope emerges fungi fresh, Fuji a marveling millennial stare, in Macau's wonderful world of rebellion, chicaneries, i.e. letters. Druid inside helm of letter, crest of tea, the purple scavenger, a shepherd, of Nordic birds, numbering the universe, subduing its strata, with a tiny wingspan tattooed on eyelid. Poem sees, eats, hunts, cacophony for indifferent hominids, spasm of sound. Chibak, Quebec, Quebec, Quebec. Pom's home is literatum, though it speaks stains, discolored, red-poked, of clearing, climbing through the syllabic bird calls, chiseling nectary dots in eyes plurally singular, wheezy, churring, metallically. A pig-like poem bird, a poem pressed into being poem. Macau stretches its long-winded beak, bathing in first congenial silence, reddish underwing over recumbent fog slithering through gray spaces. Between leaves, through cap-chilled peaks, steaming with pressure, or is it a million scintillating points in Macau's sexless chest? The rumpus of voice distilling thunder from worlds uttering. Is it Mope's dream or Pom's carrion? Or is it Pom's macabre glossary of blue primaries and rigged feathers? Macau's newlywed spring fosters a swelling dream of plants, roots, and water, spelling animal yearning and appetite of splashless, moonless rivulets in premonition of porousness. Pecking palm fruits, halving their husks shaped like tongues, Macau awaits a mating call. A dwarf volcano spits ebullient letters simulating hail, touching the near infinity of the world. Macau buries its bird artifice, ejaculating on sand, bird ooze of creation, deviance in salt, of a recumbent L, brokenness becoming, open to touch. If Macau bathed in circles, if Macau decked its nest, the last infamous letter remained unrecognized. Mope could not see itself in it. Poem could not mate with it. Poem could not lick it. Macau's chestnut forehead, yet where were the helping animals? The beaver, the muskrat.